From sidelines to the locker room.
This is unlike anything else that's ever happened in franchise history. Now, I know what I'm saying when I say that.
And everything in between.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late? We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside.
No one covers the team like Jason Wilde.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, but I don't do enough politics.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Green and Gold Insiders is sponsored by Window Nation. Okay, you interviewed the star, Jason, Aaron Rodgers, yesterday. Tell me everything.
I didn't ask him about his marriage.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. I know that was something you're intrigued by, no. And you're not alone.
Really? Did someone ask?
Lots of people. No, no one asked.
Oh, okay.
But you're not alone in being interested. So, no, sorry to disappoint you.
No,
not a lot of groundbreaking stuff from him. But, you know, I do think the most interesting thing that came out of it was his acknowledgement that this would be more special, but it would probably also be way more emotional if this game was at Lambeau instead of it being in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Obviously, it's going to be against the team that he spent 18 years with, and that carries a lot of heft that way. But to come back here, like I'm in my office at Lambeau now, and to come back here with the history and all the memories that he has, I think that might have been a little, even for him, who's pretty stoic, it might have been a little overwhelming. So it's probably better for him that the game's in Pittsburgh.
So what was your question?
Well, that's a long story that we don't have time for. There was a glitch with the Zoom. I didn't get my question in.
What?
The whole thing. Yeah, I know. And I was one of the top draft picks. So they were, in fact, there was confusion as to why I hadn't asked a question, apparently, among the PR folks. But it's okay. It's not the end of the world. And, you know, that's more of a vanity project.
You did a show with Rodgers. I mean, he should have just been like, well, did he ask me a question?
I did. Yeah, that's, you know, and I have texted him since seeking the opportunity to ask my question. And he is, like, you have that person in your life who very rarely replies to your text messages. Like,
oh,
and,
sure.
And when he does, it's random. Like, you've sent like 8 text messages or something about work or there's something about family and they don't reply. And then you text them something about the office and they reply right away. That's him. So it's fine. I've got plenty of material for all my stories on Channel 3000. We had plenty to talk about on Wilde and Tausch. It's not the end of the world, but it would be great to get a response.
Does Aaron text you with emojis or just one word answers? What is it like?
I have gotten a variety of things. There was the one time when he was on McAfee and everyone else was asking about his wife. And I wanted to know about the dog because he had talked about his new dog that he had. And so I got like 12 pictures of the dog to share with
him. Oh, that's fun. That's okay, nice. What kind of dog?
I don't know if it's an Akita or a Husky, one of the two. Beautiful dog.
Oh, Akitas are
gorgeous,
very protective.
Gorgeous dog.
Hey,
yeah, but no.
Jason,
go ahead, Eric. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm sorry. You guys can keep talking about dogs.
If you like. I can talk dogs all day. Yeah.
Labradoodles now. For Christian Watson, what can we expect? The drama leading up to the deadline on Sunday with Christian Watson. What's going to happen there?
So the timeline is this. So if he is going to play, he is technically not on the roster yet, even though he's practiced now for the better part of 3 weeks. They opened up the practice window for him. It's 21 days. They opened it on the 6th. They have 21 days to activate him. But even though he's practiced 8-9 times, he's not technically on the roster yet. So they have to do by 3 p.m. tomorrow, they have to put him on the 53-man roster. Now, their roster is full right now. The last couple of weeks, they have been playing with 51, 52. Now they'd have to cut somebody. And would that be Lucas Havrisik, their kicker who came in and saved the day while Brandon McManus has been dealing with this injury? Would it be someone else? That part we don't know. But if he is going to play, they got to get him on the roster first, and the deadline is 23 hours from now.
Because you can always send someone to the practice squad, but then they can get plucked by another team, right?
Right, and if to get Lucas Havrisik, for example, to the practice squad, you have to release him and expose him to the waiver wire, which means any team with a bad kicking situation, which we know there's plenty of, would be able to claim him.
Hey, I know we're a little ways away, Jason, from the trade deadline, but obviously that's always a conversation now. It's become pretty hot convo in the NFL. Is there anything that you would anticipate, at least the Packers considering, as we get closer to that date?
Yeah, great question. In fact, a handful of us beat writers were just in the hallway talking about this before I came in to talk to you guys. There's probably some high-priced names that I don't think they're going to acquire anybody. Let me put it that way, first of all. They made their big trade for Micah Parsons. But you would think that Brian Gutekunst might want to recoup some draft picks. He gave up two first-rounders to get Parsons. So, is a guy like Elgton Jenkins, their center, who's going to be going into the last year of his deal next year, they could potentially get a pretty good pick for him if they were to move on from Rashawn Gary. I don't see either of those things happening. I did talk to Kingsley Enagbare, who's one of my favorite guys, in part because he goes by the nickname of JJ, not because he has J's anywhere in his name, right, but his favorite show growing up was JJ the Jet Plane. And so that's why he goes by JJ. And he may be an option to trade because he's lost opportunities, but he's played really well when he's gotten some opportunities still. But with Micah Parsons, his playing time has decreased. He's a good player, a good young player that they could get a good draft pick for.
And Romeo Doubs, do you think that they are going to do a long-term contract extension with him? A trade is highly unlikely, people are saying, with him.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that there was a chance maybe going into the season that he might be traded because they had so many guys. But now, Dontayvion Wicks has been ruled out for the game with a calf injury. Watson's still not officially back on the roster. Jaden Reed isn't practicing, broke his collarbone in week two. So I don't think the one thing you don't want to have is you make a trade like the Brewers did a couple of years ago where they were in first place, but they traded away Josh Hader.
Mm.
And that just wrecked that clubhouse when they did that. Now, I don't think you want to be giving away important pieces if you're sitting here telling your guys, hey, this team can win a Super Bowl.
He is Jason Wilde, the best in the business, has an office at Lambeau Field, even knows the deep cut of people's nicknames, JJ.
Yeah.
Has photos of Aaron Rodgers' dog. Is this amazing?
I do. That's
has great, his yeah. phone yeah. number. He's the best. And you can check him out on Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin from 9 to noon. Also, incredible articles on channel3000.com.
Good
Jason,
stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
And quick personal self-promotion.
Tell
next
me.
Week, filling in for the great Mark Tauscher on appearances on Wisconsin's Morning News.
That's right.
With the two knuckleheads that do that show.
I don't know who those crazy guys are, but they
incredible.
Sound. I like the cut of their jib.
All right, Jason.
So do I. All
Thank
right, guys.
You.
Take care.
See
Be
everybody.
Good.